So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. I'm going to basketball. Yes, for the first time in 4 months, I'm off to go play basketball against Richard. I still have my face mask, ka-chow. But we'll be wearing that whilst I'm playing on the outdoor basketball court. But while walking around, I'll obviously have it on. Impossible to play with a mask on. But we're in our own little bubble. We know where people have been. We know that people have not been out and seen that many people and so on. So that's fine, we think, we hope. Anyway, so money. Let's talk about money. Something that people seem to not want to talk about. I don't know why, but they just don't. It's like this taboo subject. People would rather talk about porn than talk about money. I don't know. Is that true? I don't know. But let's talk about money. So it's just something I was seeing and on Instagram, and it was talking about side hustles. And so I'm in this debt-free community. It's just a tag on Instagram. You can go find it yourself if you want to join it. But it's really cool because it shows people who are, they've got side hustles, they're saving money, they save money on their car insurance, and they talk about money. And I like talking about money. And so it's a really good thing for me to be in, because I want to talk about money. I want to get used to talking about money. I want my friends to talk about money. Because if you don't talk about money, it will go behind your back and it will screw you over, because that's just what it does. But I want to talk about money because of the things that it can do for me and my family and my future self. Because, and we worked this calculation out a while back, every pound that you save is worth about £7 over 20 years. So think about that. If you save, if you've got 100 quid, it's worth £700. If you've got 1,000 pounds, it's worth £7,000. If you've got 10,000 pounds, it's worth £70,000 over the next 20 years. If you compound the interest rate of about 7%, 8%, whatever that is. And you might say, well, you can't get that. And you absolutely can. Look at the FTSE 100 for the last 50 years. What's that returned? And don't take my word for it, because I don't know. Go and take a look. Go do your own research. And it's this research that really is where it comes from, this. You can read all the books that you like on the planet about money. You can do all that, but until you actually start investigating things for yourself, it never really hits. So I was doing personal development way before I did personal development. And what I mean by that is I was reading a lot of personal development. I listened to audio cassettes. Do you remember the old tapes? Remember, Tony Robbins cassette? I had a copy of that from somewhere, or downloaded it on an MP3 later on. I was listening to that while painting a house and so on. And that is only going to get you so far. After that, you need to go to Unleash the Power Within and walk on the burning hot coals. You're going to have to do this stuff. And there's a big difference. I mean, imagine trying to learn how to swim and just watching YouTube videos, downloading podcasts and reading books without physically going swimming. You haven't learned how to swim. You learn how to swim when you're actually swimming and failing and getting better. And it's the same on money. You don't learn about money from books. You learn about money from going through the process of allocating money and saving that money and moving it over to one side into a savings account. By the way, I'm not a great believer in savings, but you start getting into the habit of saving to put it to one side so that then that money can start to be invested once you've got enough of it. Now, once you have got enough of it, first of all, how much is enough? And that's for you to determine, but it's also for you to determine which type of investment you're going to get. So, for example, if you've got 10 grand saved up, which is amazing, by the way, and if you haven't got 10 grand, pay down your credit cards, get to the point where you've got 10 grand. Honestly, the world looks a lot different once you've got money saved up. It is a world of optimism and possibility, whereas when you're in 10 grand of debt and it's costing you 300 quid a month, the world is not as nice, right? So when you get to that point, then you can make a decision. Am I going to put that in stocks and shares? Am I going to keep on saving to buy a property? Am I actually going to pay and invest in myself and go on a training course of some kind? And I've done a lot of that. I mean, I added it up and it was like £120,000 of money spent on hotels, flights and actual physical education and training, self-help. I hate that word. Personal development. Whatever that happens to be. That's what I've gone and done. And it has paid off time and time and time again. But after that, once you've invested in yourself, you need to then also start thinking about what are you going to do in terms of physically investing in something that's going to generate a return on cash. Now, this is not a business. This is not about starting a business. But starting a business or a side hustle or a main business is about you generating cash in the first place. We're talking about investing, which is you put money into something and with very little work, it comes back. So property. Property needs a bit of work, let's see. Stocks and shares, for sure. Like FTSE 100, brilliant. And it could be that you start saving up via that mechanism. So let me give you an example. So right now, we're looking at paying down mortgages. Which mortgage are we going to pay down? How are we going to do it? But interest rates are so historically low, they're less than, you know, I think on my portfolio, I think I'm paying 1.75%, which is historically low. Historically great, but historically low. That's not going to last forever. But if I'm paying off £100,000 of mortgage debt, that saves me £1,750 a month, which is about, what, 150 quid a month for on 100 grand, which is crazy, right? It's not actually worth paying that off. But if I put the money into, let's say, a FTSE 100 via an ISA, so it's tax-free, and I reinvested all the profits for the next 10 years, and it paid 7%, plus maybe a little bit more if you're reinvesting the dividends that you're going to get from that. Like, if that happens, that 100 grand turns into £300,000, £400,000, £500,000. So I could pay off 100 grand over 10 years. Let's say I put 100 grand instead into an ISA for 10 years and it grows at 7% a year. Well, 7% a year is about 70% at least, right? Plus you're compounding it. You're going to double that amount from 100 to 200 grand, maybe over a 10-year period. So you're going to have 100 grand paid off or 200 grand in your account, which you can then use to pay off. But this is what I mean by you've got to understand the numbers. You've got to know about money. You've got to understand what this money stuff is and sit down with a piece of paper or a spreadsheet and work through what these numbers actually mean to you. Not me, but what they actually mean to you. And you do this like not once or twice or three times. You do this like a million times, a billion times. You honestly, from the age of 20 to the age of 26, I ran the numbers on property so many times. I knew them off the back of my hand, just off the top of my head. I just knew what they were. Could not understand why people weren't getting into property. I just couldn't understand it. And honestly, here I am 21 years later, I still do not understand why people are not into property or investing or saving. And it's a letdown of our government, yet another letdown of our government for the masses of people who need this help and need this advice to help them never be poor. The easiest way to help the poor, number one, is not to become poor. Get your own finances sorted and then you can start sorting out everybody else's finances as well and helping other people do whatever it is that other people need to get done. Alright, that will do us. On the way to the basketball court, let's go get sunburned and we'll speak to you on the next video. I am on some factor 50, by the way. It's like spreading cottage cheese on my pasty white arms. But let's go and have some fun at the basketball court. My name's Dan Latter. We'll catch up with you on the next video. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.